Central Equatoria State Information Minister Paulino Lukudu says Governor's Adil's convoy was attacked in Ganji Payam of Juba County yesterday afternoon.
Yesterday at around one, the governor's convoy fell into ambush in an area called Kwagwada, near mile 56 in Ganji Payam of Juba County. The ugly incident led to the loss of life and casualties. Four people were killed. The security forces that were accompanying the convoy to Yei, and two people were injured. And the four people which fall into this ambush, two of them are organized force from the national security and two from the police. And the other two are also from the police, but currently they are under medical attention. The attackers, of course, is not known up to date, but we are making findings on the issue to know who in particular targeted the convoy.
Bodyguard Emmanuel Taban Francis died on the spot. The other three bodyguards died from their injuries later at Yei Civil Hospital. Lukudu says the attackers have not been identified, but the state authorities suspect National Salvation Front rebels carried out the attack. Lukudu says the attackers likely targeted Governor's Adil convoy and his high-profile delegation.
When you look at the nature of the attack, they mainly target the vehicles of the governor and the minister of the local government and law enforcement. His vehicle is completely destroyed, sprayed with several bullets, and the vehicle of the governor is also sprayed with bullets and other vehicle which is very close. So from the nature of the attack, it is well-organized attack against the government official, in particularly the high-profile delegation who is supposed to reach to Yei yesterday with their convoy safe.
Minister Lukudu admits that insecurity is a big problem in some of the state's counties and along the Juba-Yei road in particular. He is strongly advising the public to avoid using the road until authorities develop a strategy to combat rampant attack along the road.
I don't advise people to use this road, especially today or tomorrow, because their safety will not be guaranteed, as we have seen what happened yesterday. So the commissioner, the minister of the local government, and the governor is going to work out modalities on how the travelers along this road will be protected, whether they will be supported with the convoy from the commissioner or from the state level, or they will be allowed to travel alone. So we are assessing the level of the security along this road, and it is not advisable for this road to be used as for today or tomorrow until we decide so.
Last month, more than 10 people were killed in three separate ambushes along the Juba-Yei road. The two attacks occur between Kulipapa and Ganji in Juba County, while the other happened between Limbe and Kenyi Payam in Lanya County. Attempts to reach the rebel group National Salvation Army, or NAS, for comment were unsuccessful, as NAS spokesperson Suba Samuel's phone was unreachable. In the past, Samuel has repeatedly denied his group attacked travelers along the Juba-Yei road. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.